AgriGrow brings you the Dust in the Wind Stagecoach Journey Update with Shotgun Bev as she travels with Cowboy Rick and the Stagecoach crew on their journey across the Smoky Hill Trail.
Good morning. This is Shotgun Bev, and I am here with the Stagecoach crew, our Dust in the Wind trip. We are on our second day. We have had a beautiful night. It is just gorgeous out here in the morning time. And I'm here with Wichita Dennis Kreider. Dennis, good morning. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to be doing today on the Stagecoach.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we had a good night at Mount Sunflower, 4,039 feet above sea level, highest point in Kansas. Today we have gone downhill maybe 10 feet, 20 feet, something like that, at the Goose Creek Station. And from there we are going to head to Rose Creek Ranch, once owned by Scout William Comstock, who is the leading scout for George Armstrong Custer, one of the leading scouts for the cavalry out in the Fort Wallace area. We will be going through Sharon Springs, and while we're there, I'll be taking pictures of mail drops at a Bible school, and then we'll be going to a nursing home. The pictures I've taken so far are tremendous, and I can't wait to see what's down the road. We've got probably another 120, 130 miles to go to finish this trip, and I'm looking forward to every inch of the way.
Dennis, it has just been wonderful, and we've got a few days to go to get there. Should we give them a little teaser on the pictures on what's coming up after our ride?
We are going to, of course, make another calendar, maybe two calendars, but we have a book that we're going to do. It's going to be called Dust in the Wind. And the book will be a sequel to our book that we did a few years ago called Last Stage to Matador.
Yes, and the book, the pictures are all going to be as if we have stepped back in time into the 1800s, and I can't wait to see it all. What a great time we're having out here. We will be visiting with you all tomorrow and let you know how our day went today.
Thank you very much.